call the meeting to order of the Montville Public Safety Commission for April 28th, 2025.
Pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Commissioner Perkins?
Yes.
Commissioner Stewart?
Here.
Commissioner Bauer?
Here.
Commissioner Murphy is absent. Commissioner Baker?
Here.
Commissioner Callahan?
Here.
Commissioner Gillette is absent.
I got you.
Are there any alterations to the agenda? Don't know of any. Okay. Special recognitions or presentations? Communications, copies of monthly statistics, reports from fire departments, fire marshal, police, animal control, and building official. I believe we've received all of them this month.
I did.
And even Montville's that they owed us, we got too.
Yeah.
What happened?
The Montville caught theirs up too, so we got everybody's.
Yep. Everybody's.
Yep.
Gold star for all.
Yep. To consider an act on motion to approve the minutes for the regular meeting minutes of March 24th, 2025. Motion?
We'll make a motion.
I have a second?
Second?
No. Yes.
Tracy did. Any corrections or changes to the minutes? Corrections. All in favor of approving the minutes as published, say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. Remarks from the public, agenda item only, 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public, agenda items only, 3-minute limit. And remarks from the public, agenda items only, 3-minute limit. All right, thank you, public. Remarks from department heads.
Dave Rodford, Lieutenant Montville Police. Our calls for service for the month of March, we had 1,166 calls for service. Citations, infractions, et cetera, issued. We had 80 infractions issued, 4 misdemeanor summons, and 321 written warnings for a total of 405. The Montville Animal Control monthly report for the town of Montville for March. We had 8 animals impounded for a total of 87 year to date. 2 animals sold as pets for 25 year to date. We had a total complaints investigated of 49, 512 year to date. Total animal bites investigated were 4 for 21 year to date. And other calls for service was 65 for 521 year to date. The ACO report for the town of Salem for the month of March. We had 1 complaint investigated for a total of 30. On other notes, we have the ACO facility had the groundbreaking ceremony. It went well last month. The contractor is continuing to move forward with building the facility. It seems to be going well. As far as the dispatch radio upgrades that's on your agenda, the system is completed and fully updated and operational at this time. It's up to you, but I recommend that you refocus the agenda item on actually updating the fire department radios. The communication to dispatch is getting worse with the current radio system for the fire departments. I'm sure the fire members in the audience can attest to that. K-9 SIG successfully completed his training as a firearms detection dog K-9 last month. Officer Mora and K-9 Gunner will graduate in May from the K-9 Academy. Other than that's all I have, unless you have any questions.
Any questions for Lieutenant?
No. Thank you.
Very good. Fire Marshal Barnes.
Paul Barnes, Fire Marshal. Activity report for the month of March for the Fire Marshal's Office. Conducted 21 apartment and business inspections, 3 fire investigations. Incidents that the deputy responded to were 13, 3 brush fires, 1 wires down, 6 medicals, 2 illegal burns, and a fire alarm. I responded to 5 incidents, 4 brush fires, and a smoke in the building. We issued 4 burn permits. During the month of March, a total of 10 hours was spent on emergency management obligations. Earlier tonight, I spoke with Commissioner Stewart, and he asked me to research the DW incidents. So what I was able to find is, and I have this all typed out, I'll give everybody a copy. October 19, 2020 was the first scrap pile fire. May 23rd, 2022, a grappler fire, which is the heavy machinery they use to move the pile around. November 16th, 2022, another scrap pile fire. March 22nd, 2023, the main shredder. They ran a car through the main shredder and it caught fire. It was quickly put out, no damage. September 15th, 2023, again, another shredder fire. April 22nd, 2023, and April 23rd, 2025 were the last two scrap pile fires that we had. As far as those go, those are very difficult to investigate. Once the fire gets to a manageable level, they move the grappler in and the pile's dispersed. There's a couple of hypotheses out there about how these are starting, and the main one is lithium ion batteries. With these batteries, they could be as small as cell phone batteries, or they can be laptop batteries, they could be power tool batteries, we don't know. But once they're perforated, a catastrophic event happens called thermal runaway. These fires can grow to 800 degrees in a matter of seconds, and depending on the size of the battery, they can grow to 3,000 degrees in a matter of seconds. Inside that scrap pile, it's very dense. There's a lot of grease. There's a lot of hydraulic fluid. There may be some gasoline in there. Once it hits that, it takes off. I have spoken with Dave Waddington on numerous occasions after the second scrap pile fire, and he's been keeping the pile to a manageable level, not as large as it has been. The last fire we had there last week was a third of the size it normally is. He does his best to shred as much as he can, but like he told me, he has about 5 or 6 trucks that come in between 1 and 5. And the pile grows again. They try to shred it down as quickly as they can and as best as they can. So we're doing our part as far as trying to keep the pile small. But as far as what's causing these fires, we have no scientific conclusion to it. Like I said, there are hypotheses out there, and the main one being the lithium ion batteries. So, and the problem with those are, once the fire starts, they consume themselves. They leave no evidence behind. So.
Can I use the last two? You said April 22nd, 2023, and April 23rd, 2025?
Mm-hmm.
So nothing in 2024?
No.
And repeat, nothing in 2024?
Nothing in 2024. But if you notice, they pretty much start in 2020. And that's right around the time lithium ion batteries were making a tremendous push, if you will. Mainly with cell phones. And cell phones are so small that they do search the piles before they go through the shredder. But aside from putting one person or 10 people hand-picking that pile, it would bring production to a halt. And it's just not reasonable to do that. But they do search the pile. They have to, because there's propane tanks in there and all that that they have to remove. So,
out of the list that you just gave us, which one was the biggest one? What date?
The biggest one?
Yep.
Well, October 19th, 2020, and November 16th, 2022 were the largest ones. Those were 12, 13 hours.
And that was when we did mutual aid throughout.
We've done mutual aid throughout for all of them.
All of them?
Right. But the last one, from the time of reporting till the time the last unit left was 4 hours.
Okay.
So the pile was one-third the size of what it normally is on a production day. So.
Thank all the people in the mutual aid who came to help.
Thank you. So they operate under a permit from the state, not from the town?
Correct. State DEP has looked into it, and like me, they can't find a cause. And it's almost impossible now to determine a cause unless you can be right there when it happens, send a grappler in, grab it and pull it off and isolate it.
Yeah.
But we all know that's not how these happen.
It'll be also fair to say that planning and zoning was the one that actually issued the permit for that facility. So it has to operate under the their compliance for what that permit was issued for?
I can't answer that question.
Okay.
I can look into it, but I can't answer that question.
I mean, P&Z would have had to approve the site for that use. So I would assume there had to be certain things that they had to comply with to continue to operate it under that permit.
Again,
and the only reason I say that is because we all read Facebook and we all watch Facebook, and everybody was really had their pants in a twist over it, and I understand it because of the smoke and whatever. But I also understand that DEEP was there very early on in the incident, and they were monitoring everything that was going on from the runoff, I assume from fire suppression efforts and air quality and everything else.
They did air quality monitoring, and they were observant of the fire suppression efforts right, mainly to ensure that no foam was used,
right,
which we don't use foam on those anyway.
No, it's a waste of money. That's what it is.
How about water testing downstream? Do they do any of that?
I'm not aware if they did or not, but I do know that the sewers in that area all have separators and filters.
If the air is bad, if they test the air and it's bad, do they ask the people that live in the surrounding to leave, or?
So if the air is found to be of poor quality, they will notify me, who would notify the town for people either shelter in place, close your windows.
No, I was just curious. I didn't know if you go knocking on doors. I was just asking.
No.
Well, how do you notify them?
Well, we used to notify them by Everbridge. But what we would do now is I'd have to call the state and utilize the state Everbridge to notify.
I guess the biggest thing that the public wanted to be assured of is that at no time they were placed in any position where of harm. That's the biggest thing I took away from, you know, most of the Facebook posts.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they complain about it burning again, and people that I talked to, I kind of told them, listen, we don't have jurisdiction as a commission to shut anybody's business down. That's not an operator.
Right.
Neither does the mayor or the town council, for that matter. So
neither do I.
Yeah, neither do you as a fire marshal. So again, I don't know, maybe you can check with P&Z and just make sure that that facility is within compliance with the zoning regulations that were established at the time they put the permit in place. Whether they can do that or not, I don't know. And I don't know as far as any state fire codes. Are there any in place for inspections or anything on a general recycling facility like that, or is that just for automotive recycling facilities?
No, we do annual inspections there. It's for the facility itself,
right,
but the scrap pile is not covered under the fire code.
Okay. Okay.
Any other questions for the fire marshal?
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Paul.
Thanks for the research.
Thank you.
Committee and liaison reports. Report from the fire department liaison, Commissioner Perkins.
So you all received, I sent you the incident reports from each fire department. The fire activity report for March you all received as well. I break it down different ways. I'm sure you all looked it over. I came up with 318 fire activity. 72 was fire. That includes three assists of out of town. Ambulances were 246, which included assist of out of town two, assist from out of town two, and lift assist was 22. Calls between 6 p.m. and midnight were 82 calls. Also, usually the Montville Volunteer Relief Committee meets quarterly. We probably have our meeting. We didn't meet today. We'll have our meeting next month. That's all I have right now.
All right. Report from Animal Control. Commissioner Callahan, you have anything to add?
No, I don't. Just glad that it started.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of progress. Foundation's down.
Yep.
Report from Police Department Liaison. Commissioner Gillette, absent. I don't know of anything else. Report from the Building Department Liaison, myself. For March, there were 158 permits issued, 72 permits pending, 114 inspections, 279 active blight, and 549 blight abated to date. So that's looking good. I did talk to the building official about a question that Commissioner Gillette had asked about the number of outstanding permits. And they're working on cutting down the number. They're going back. There's a lot of permits where people have come in and put in an application for a permit. Building department reviewed it, found something wrong. They go back to the applicant and give them the information, and if they come back and change whatever the plans are, then it gets approved and it becomes a permit. If they don't come back and they go ahead and make the modification to the house or building or whatever, and they don't notify the building department, that can be a violation of state code. But they are working on cutting down those things in backlog and getting it down to a manageable number. So,
pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Remarks from fire chiefs.
Keith Trex, chief of the Chesterfield Fire Company. First, I'd like to recognize all of the career and the volunteers that responded to the scrapyard fire. They did a really good job. As the fire marshal stated, this time it took 4 hours. Part of that is it was a much smaller pile. The other part is we've applied a lot of lessons learned. You know, right away there were 10 takers started, added more. Three ladder trucks started right away. And you can tell we've done this because everybody pretty much knows where they're going, where they're setting up, and that saves a lot of time. So the quicker we can get to it, the less chance it has to grow. So good job to everybody that responded to that. As Lieutenant Radford had mentioned, we're all set, it sounds like, on the dispatch side. On the fire department side, we are still waiting on the state to assign all of our talk groups and go ahead and sign us off. It's been like 2 years. We're talking to them every week or two, and it's one person that, and we've already been told, don't try to go over his head or he'll just go even slower. So, yeah. Yep. I know you're looking at me funny, but that's what we were warned. So we're pushing as hard as we can. Once it gets approved, then we'll move forward. I know Chesterfield and Oakdale have a grant in for radios, for portables, for the FEMA grants, but as most people know, the FEMA grants have kind of ground to a halt with the new administration, and hopefully those will pick up and hopefully we get that approved. And lastly, an update on our rescue truck that you guys approved. Originally, they told us it would be ready in the end of June, and now they're telling me that I need to come down the end of next month to go get it. So it's moved up to May. The issue with that, I mean, it's great that we're going to get it, but the hydraulic rescue tools have a 6 to 12 week lead time, so we may get the truck before we have all the tools for it to put it in service, but at least we'll be able to get it up here and get people qualified on it, get all the career staff run through it, and get everybody signed off. So even if it does get here before we get everything, it's still, we're going to be able to use it and get people signed off on it. Thank you.
Quick question. Is there a townwide training this weekend?
The 4th, yes.
The 4th, okay. Water supply?
Yep.
So that's for any commissioner or anybody else who would like to come down and to the Public Works Garage and see us flow water.
Lots of water, mutual aid from other towns come in and help. Typically, it's our four town departments, and because the word's gotten out that we do this all the time, other departments with tankers and stuff, the ones that usually come into the scrapyard, those other departments also come in and work with us and train, and it's been really good.
Training's paying off. It shows. Training paid off. It shows.
Yep.
Thank you, Chief. Any other fire chief wishing to come up? Okay. Unfinished business. To consider an act on a motion to approve a policy to systemize and retain firefighter data to observe trends and effectiveness. I think that is a more or less ongoing, so we'll leave that there. Fire company radio system upgrades, as the lieutenant and Chief Truex indicated, we're getting there, but not there yet. So we're moving on to new business, which is actually old business from last month that we haven't resolved yet. So first, to consider an act on a motion to approve the FY 2025-2026 Fire Department Capital Improvement Plan. I have a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve it. There is, before, let me back up. Before, I just want to let everybody know that it has been updated. The town is looking at alternative funding sources for the new aerial. We don't believe that, or they don't believe that that is going to be available this year. So we have moved the aerial from this FY budget to the FY 26-27 budgets, which is next year. So this year's capital request will be zero. Next year, there will be the new ladder truck to the tune of $2 million. Plus, there is money in there for self-contained breathing apparatus, air cylinders, and turnout gear. So this plan is not only for apparatus. It is for turnout gear and also self-contained breathing apparatus and the cylinders, which are the two items that firefighters must have to do their job. No way around it. Got to have turnout gear, got to have air packs. So it's all part of the capital plan as well.
Do I have a second on the motion? I'll second it. So we've already had some of the discussion. Is there any other discussion on this motion to approve the capital plan? Roll call vote.
Commissioner Perkins?
Approve.
Commissioner Bauer?
Yes.
Commissioner Stewart?
Yes.
Commissioner Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Callahan?
Yes.
All right, motion passes 5-0. So the other item on new business is consider an act on a motion to approve the disposal of the existing Chesterfield Fire Company rescue truck M37. Obviously, we have to, well, we don't really have to move this up, but because the truck may be coming in earlier, we're going to have to probably look at it, getting rid of it a little sooner. Basically, this discussion last month was whether the fire marshal was looking at it, supposedly the public works was looking at it, an outside vendor may be looking at it. Because the all the vehicles that the fire marshal's office typically get is through the public works department, because they handle all apparatus other than or all trucks and what other than fire apparatus. I think that the appropriate thing to do is to, once it's available for disposal, we turn it over to the public works department and let them work with the fire marshal's office to take care of it, move it into their purview. But I think it's more appropriate that it go there than we worry about trying to sell it to somebody. I was talking to the public works director today, and he's got Mohegan's old engine down there. He's had it for, he said, a year and a half, and he's put it on apparently a website for municipal equipment, and it hadn't moved. I think that if this goes, the rescue truck goes down there, it'll move faster, because it's a box truck. It can be used for multiple things. A fire truck, you're pretty much locked in on what it can be used for. So, anybody else have any thoughts on it? Let's make it a motion first. Motion to dispose of the existing fire truck or rescue truck M37. A motion.
Dispose to what? And something specific or just
what? Just to dispose of it. I mean, if you want to, we'll change the motion to just turn it over to Public Works and have them dispose of it, whether, appropriately, but hopefully they can sell it or they use it. The director didn't really have any specific plans for it at Public Works. He's hasn't even had a chance to take a look at it himself. It's only rumor that it might be worthwhile to be moved down there.
Or sit on it and wait for somebody to buy it.
But then somebody's got to manage that. Yeah. I mean, he's got, apparently has an ability to sell stuff. Okay.
So is it your motion going to be to keep the M37 in town, or town, well, ours anyway?
So I would make a motion to recommend a motion to for just after it's ready for disposal to turn it over to Public Works and let them dispose of it, whether they sell it, whether they use it in town.
So it's a reallocation, and not
so
disposal.
Use it in town, meaning the fire marshal might get a chance to use it in town.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I just, like Tracy had said, something about how you're wording the motion is important.
Disposal. Because it's a reallocation.
Disposing of it, to me, is like
not,
getting rid of it.
It's not disposal, because if you use the word disposal, then you have to follow the ordinance, 2012-005.
So it'd be a reallocation.
I understand. I wouldn't use the word disposal.
Right. Yeah, which would mean it goes to the finance director and the mayor, and they dispose of it.
So it'd be a reallocation of the item to a different department, per se.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
Is there a motion?
So
what's the motion?
Make a motion.
Can I make a motion to give it to Public Works?
Yeah.
Okay, they can deal with it.
All right, I'll second that. Reallocate it to Public Works.
Okay. You need more detail?
Later.
Okay. Roll call vote.
Discussion.
Discussion. Wait a minute. Discussion.
When this was given to us by the mayor, when this was given to us by the, you okay, Gloria?
Are you allergic?
It's making his rounds.
Oh.
It's a wasp.
He was over with Karen, huh?
Okay.
It's Karen.
We will watch you. If you're allergic, we'll watch you.
No, until you said it was right there. I'm like, oh.
When we were asked to make a decision on this by the mayor, we were tasked to make the decision on what to do with it, whether to move it forward or to dispose of it. And the reason that we voted to get rid of the truck in the first place was because of its age, that we felt it was no longer capable of responding to any kind of emergency calls. Its useful life in the town was done. So my concern is now it's kind of being hypocritical of us to vote to do anything else other than get rid of it and let it be somebody else's problem.
Well, I think we're doing that, right? We're giving it to Public Works to make
still
the assessment
be,
on it if the fire marshal wants
it.
It
was never deemed to be unsafe. It was NFPA's recommendation that because of its age, you should replace it. That's the basis for it. There's nothing wrong with it.
The Public
Works
staff has subject matter experts that can look at it and make sure it's worthy, right?
Yeah.
And
exactly.
Then they can reallocate as appropriate. So the motion isn't to dispose. The motion is to reallocate it from the fire department to the public works department, where the public works decides what reallocation looks like.
So
as a subject matter experts, they got mechanics and whatnot down there that can determine if it's broke or exceeds.
So when we reallocate it to them, then they're going to just decide whether to
sell it,
use it for something they want to use it for,
mm-hmm.
or give it to the fire marshal. Or whatever.
Or dispose of it.
Or sell it.
Sell it,
or
whatever.
Sell it. Or
sell it.
Right. Yep. I mean, we're a recommending body, so ultimately we're recommending that it goes to Public Works for reallocation,
mm-hmm.
and they determine what reallocation looks like.
And maybe
that's why we took the word disposal out.
Maybe it's not, but
if
it's
they,
Public Works is going
to. According to the ordinance, if it needs to be disposed of at their recommendation, then they forward it to the finance director and the mayor to.
Well,
put it out to bid to sell, or
I think we should incorporate that into the motion to say that it would be reallocated or sent to Public Works for them to make a decision whether or not it should be reallocated to another department or disposed of.
But somebody has to manage that, and that's where Public Works comes in, is managing
right.
and facilitating
again,
that move or
the
reallocation.
Decision.
Right,
that would be their decision.
I think you maybe change the. The motion to say that they adhere to the disposal in accordance with the ordinance, but beyond that, I don't want to give them any more guidance than that.
Yeah, it's not for us to make that determination.
We're just removing it from Chesterfield, so.
Right. Which meets what the mayor's request was, right? To
yeah.
take it away from the fire department.
Yep.
So we did that. We gave it to Public Works. He's got Public Works has mechanics on staff that can determine whether or not the vehicle's roadworthy or not.
Yeah.
And if it needs repairs and reallocated, then it's reallocated. If
it's
not, then
them.
It's
yeah.
sold. So he's the conduit to get rid of it. We aren't.
Time's up.
Time's
all
up.
All right, so let's read the motion back here. Make sure it's clear.
What is it?
I don't know. That's why I want to know. What is the motion we're voting on?
I put a motion that we give the fire truck to Public Works, and then they can do what they need to do with it.
They can reallocate it as appropriate. Because somebody has to manage the reallocation. It can't just go dispose
here,
of it and it's
it.
Gone. So the right person to reallocate it's Public Works, because they have mechanics on staff. So I think the motion should be that the fire department reallocates the vehicle to Public Works, and Public Works will assess and determine what the next phase of allocations.
My concern would just be that it sits at Public Works like the current one is sitting, and I mean whatever. But then you're not getting use out of it, and you're not getting any money for it, and it's just kind of sitting there. But
then at least we could go to the Public Works officer and ask him to do something, right?
Yeah.
Right, Nick. So
I would agree with that.
If
yeah.
we don't, I guess my concern, Nick, is if we don't have somebody to spearhead it. It's going to die on the vine to your description.
Sure.
If we have somebody to point to and hold accountable, in this case, the Public Works Department, that's why my thought process is give it to Public Works.
And then
they can
we can
reallocate
them.
And then we can hold their feet to the fire.
Yeah, we don't have any mechanism to do anything like that. I mean, according to the ordinance, it's a finance director and the mayor.
Right.
We can say, go ahead.
Right. And the mayor has asked to take it out of service and do that, so we've done that, right? Our ask is complete. We've taken it out with our motion, right, right? And then it goes to Public Works, and if he's not happy, then he can continue with Public Works.
Sure.
Perfect. But again, we're just a recommended body, so at the end of the day.
You got all that, Gloria?
You good with that motion, Gloria?
Just a second. We're working on this here.
Steve, you make the motion.
Well, I can say it, but somebody else is going to have to make the motion.
Here, slide me your notes.
Yeah.
Karen, where's the truck right now? Chesterfield?
Chesterfield.
Okay. Let's try this one. We already have a motion on the floor, so you want to take back your...
Hold on.
You don't have a second.
We
What's
did?
Up?
No.
Okay. Good. All right, try this on. Motion to reallocate existing Chesterfield rescue truck M37 to Public Works once it is placed out of service. We want to make a motion?
I'll motion that.
We have a second?
I'll second that.
Any other discussion?
You good, Brian?
Roll call vote.
Commissioner Perkins?
Yes.
Commissioner Bauer?
Yes.
Commissioner Stewart?
Yes.
Commissioner Baker?
No.
Commissioner Callahan?
Yes.
All right, motion 4-4 and 1 against. Motion passes. All right. Moving on. Remarks from the public. 3-minute limit.
Carol Howard, 23 Bayberry Lane. Commissioners, Councillor Sebelia. Some of the commissioners I know maybe from the past, some of you I don't. So I'll tell you a little bit about myself. I've lived in the town of Montville 56 of 58 years, when the 2 years when my husband dragged me out of town to Salem. But I forgive him for that. So I consider myself a longtime Montville citizen anyways. Born and raised, 1985 graduate of Montville High School, along with my two sisters and my brother. My mother, God rest her soul, Leah Barber, was a member of the Chesterfield Fire Department, the ambulance. My brother, God rest his soul, Leon Barber, was also a member of the Chesterfield Fire Department. So a little bit of history about that and where we come from and my thoughts about that. First, I would like to thank all the people that did respond to the scrapyard fire to mimic some of the comments that were sent before. Great response. Glad to hear that the pile was a third higher than it normally is. Glad to hear that we had it out in 4 hours. I think getting it out in 4 hours has a lot to do with what the chief said about lessons learned, or it was the fire marshal, I forget which one said it. Lessons learned, seeing all the trucks going, getting the water, putting the pipes up there to grab the water from the ponds and whatever. Great job with that. I have to say, I am one of the ones on Facebook that was pretty ticked off to hear it was on fire again. Cease and desist was my exact words, until they get their shit together, plain English. Had enough of seeing this happen. I mean, and they say the air quality is good. Try telling somebody that stuff was good to inhale and be around. I don't buy it. But anyways, so my point here tonight is just to voice concern over that. To me, in the past 4 or 5 years, there's been too many. I don't care that last year there was none. There's been too many. And whatever they're doing, in my eyes, is not enough. So I don't know what we can do. I know somebody had mentioned that the town council can't really do anything. This safety commission cannot do anything. But they've got to do something. And I don't know what that is, but I'd certainly be willing to help figure that out. And unfortunately, I didn't get to do my due diligence on investigating their record to come with some statistics tonight compared to other scrapyards that may be around. But I appreciate your time and your efforts. Thank you.
Marks to the public, 3-minute limit.
Dave Radford, Lieutenant Moffitt Police. Kind of a moot point, but maybe it'll help you for the future or just my 26-year experience in this town. Vehicles in the town, owned by the town, have always gone through Public Works when they come off the road. Public Works takes them, assesses them. It's like an unwritten thing. And at that point, like was mentioned, it's determined at that point if it's worth reallocating to somebody in town or putting it on municity or selling it if somebody has a buyer prearranged. And then at that point, the mayor and the finance director get involved to take it off the asset rolls. So just maybe something for the future.
Thank you very much, Lieutenant.
Thanks for supporting me, Dave.
Mark from the public, 3-minute limit.
John Meagle, Deputy Fire Marshal. There's been a stop on ESO. We're going back to this again. I wasn't here last month to be able to speak because I was out sick. But this month and forward from now, I'm going to continue until something is done. We got to get this data collected. We got to get our job to continue here in the office and the fire marshal's office. If we don't have that data and not able to put it in, then we can't report, we can't put our data into the system. What happens is that a call comes in, the NIFRS report was done on ESO. Inside the NIFRS report, if a fire happens, it is then reported inside the NIFRS report itself, its actual incident, and then it gets shipped out to the state. This helps us track things that are happening, such as the LG stoves that just came out that we're having an issue with that were recently recalled. These are items that we need to do, and right now, it still has not been done. We're just at an all stop with this. So we need to get this done. We need to push this forward so that we can continue to get this data. Also, this data will also help with purchasing a truck and purchasing equipment and doing whatever it is. It's proof that we have it. It's proof to be able to say, listen, town, this is what we got. This is how much it's going to cost. This is how many calls it goes to, the whole nine yards. It's all thorough. But for some odd reason, it's not being reported. This is your backup, and you guys need it. All departments need it. So we need to kind of just push this forward. We have it on the agenda about the data. We need to continue this. So at this time, I am requesting that we speak about it even more during the meetings. That's it.
Question. What is the hurdle? You said it's at an all stop. What's at the all stop?
No. This is just the public.
When you have time to talk. No, you can bring it up when you have time to talk.
Remarks from the public, 3-minute limit.
Steve, I thought we had that all worked out.
You can't do it during.
No, I thought
Keith Turex, 1046 East Lake Road, and the chief of the Chesterfield Fire Company. I don't know why we are stuck on it's got to be ESO. We've already clarified that if all four fire departments have ESO and the town has ESO, because we each have our own, they don't mix together and the fire marshal can't pull our reports. That capability is not there. Right now, if you need a report, you come to me and go, hey, Chief Trix, I need to know whatever, and we can search EMS charts. We've already said that EMS charts is going away at the end of the year, that we are looking at ESO, and they're looking at, because of just going to FDIC, they're also looking at one other program. We're going to have demos shortly for both, and then the four chiefs will make a decision. We're not going to be rushed because somebody wants data that we can't even define what we want. I have repeatedly asked, what's the data we want to collect, and what are we going to use it for? And nobody can go, I need A through Z, and this is what I'm using it for. And whether it's ESO, EMS charts, or another program, as long as they're capable of doing it, it doesn't matter what it is, because they don't talk to each other anyhow. So I get it, the fire marshal's office wants his data, but again, you know, if we go to ESO, he's not going to get it because they don't talk. So we are not, and I will tell you, the chiefs have already said, we're going to do our due diligence. The town is not paying for this application for us. We pay for it. So unless the town wants to go out and buy ESO for everybody at the tune of several thousand dollars per department, let us do what we were appointed to do as fire chiefs and do the proper due diligence and make the best call for the fire departments. Thank you.
If this is going to go back and forth, we're not going to continue that. I appreciate you want to say something else, but we're not going to continue arguing the point at the podium. Anybody else wishing to speak? 3-minute limit. Anyone else wishing to speak? 3-minute limit. Anyone else wishing to speak? 3-minute limit. Thank you, public. Mark's the mayor. He's on vacation. Well deserved. Mark from the town council liaison.
Yeah, just wanted to thank the commission for approving the capital improvement plan. I think it's important that you guys, you know, give us your recommendations on that so we can act on it. Same thing with the Chesterfield M37. Thank you for that. I also wanted to thank all the fire departments that came out and helped with the scrap fire. I think Paul Barnes, that was very informative, giving us, you know, the past dates it's happened and stuff with the lithium ion batteries. I think that makes a lot of sense, and especially we've seen an uptick in fires since 2020, and that's, like you said, lithium became pretty popular. And I think maybe if they had like increased signage down there and just let customers know that that type of stuff should not be going in the pile, maybe go to the small scale. That's where I think where batteries are supposed to go anyway. So maybe stuff like that. I know it's not going to help a ton. And I, Carol, I appreciate your concerns on it. I could see it from the high school. It was huge. Yeah, no, it was awful. It was awful. But it was, you know, it's great that it only took 4 hours as opposed to 12. So I guess we are making improvements. The pile's been smaller. It's obviously not ideal, and it's not what we want for our citizens to have that going on. And my last thanks is to the police department. You guys have been out and about, and some of my student drivers are not too happy because they got some heavy feet. So I'm happy that you guys are out there making your presence known and keeping us safer. So thank you, guys.
Thank you. Remarks from commissioners. Commissioner Callahan.
All set. Just glad everybody was safe from the fire.
Commissioner Baker.
Yeah, I'd like to personally thank Montville, Mohegan, Chesterfield, Oakdale, all the mutual aid partners, the police department, fire marshal, everybody that was involved in that incident. It was managed very effectively. It was extinguished quickly. And it just goes to show that these guys train all summer on water supply and other things, and that training is paying off. Their lessons learned from past incidents at the scrapyard fire is paying off. So I'm just very proud to say that I really appreciate everybody's effort, as I do every month, and just ask that you keep up the good work. The speed enforcement grant, I got to be honest with you, I've slowed down. I a lot of times do 40 and 35s. Now I'm doing like 35, 36, maybe 37, because I certainly don't want a ticket. But I think the message is out loud and clear. I've noticed it in Waterford, other towns that you guys are involved with the grant. Everybody seems to be slowing down. We have a few that don't, but they'll get the message when they you pull them over and take care of business. So thanks again. You guys are doing a great job.
Commissioner Bauer.
Just echo what everybody else said. Thanks. You know, obviously, the police department's doing a great job. Fire department's doing an outstanding job. I think enough said on the DW thing, so that's it.
Commissioner Perkins.
I'd like to see if we can add old business, the ESO, so at least they can talk about it. Instead of, I understand the going back and forth coming up to the podium, but at least it gives both sides to come up and explain it again in front of us. At least it will get talked about and then put to rest when everybody decides what they're going to use. I think that's great, Oakdale and Chesterfield going after the grants. Good luck. I hope you get them. I think that's awesome. I want to thank the Town of Moffitt Police. Thank you guys for everything you do. Also, thank the career and volunteer firefighters and also the mutual aides that come into town in Montville. I thank them very much. That's it.
Thank you. On the note of the mutual aid, we've had discussions before where we talked about the idea of mutual aid, and the sense was that it's a bad thing, but in actuality, mutual aid is a very good thing, but you, on the same token, you don't want to build your plans or anything around mutual aid, because mutual aid has the same problems we do, manpower and money. It's not all there, so. Yeah, congratulations to everybody that put out the scrapyard fire. I wasn't able to make this one. I was busy, other words. I have to echo what Commissioner Baker said about the speed enforcement. I slowed down myself, so it's a good thing. Anything else to come before the meeting? Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second? Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion adjourned. 1850.